structurally, changes have taken place. I would refer to the hospitals have been repainted, and also the attire worn by the women has changed. They no longer wear the usual dressing gowns, the white dressing gowns, but there's a different attire that's been given to them. They're given food that they're used to eating. So all of these changes have taken place so that the services are more adapted to them, to enable them to deliver in those hospitals. And at the same time, if the newborn faces problems, we'll be able to identify and deal with those problems more rapidly. Now, as my colleague has already said, we have care units which enable children to be better cared for. These are centers where children are cared for while their parents work. They are well cared for there. We are also working on the network of health services. There are three such networks. We have one in the Atlantica region with persons of African descent. We have a network in the north and the south network, where the indigenous people primarily live. So there we're trying to enhance that service network, because if children need to be transferred and they need to come to a specialized hospital, we only have one in the whole country, which is in the central part of the country. We want that transfer to be the most rapid possible, to avoid any lost opportunities in saving the child's life. I think a part of the question was as follows: what is happening, or why are there more deaths in those areas? Undeniably, healthcare doesn't just pertain to care provided in hospitals, but it's also very much related to the environment. And thus, we're working on carrying out institutional work to improve the conditions of those populations. I would refer to poverty. We need to also to address migration. The aim here is to carry out joint work in order to improve the conditions of those population groups, and also so that we can improve child mortality rates in those areas. Thank you very much.
Muchísimas gracias. Y ahora quisiera.
Thank you very much. And I'd now like to give the floor to Patricia Hernández.